The last time that I was preparing to leave my home to go on an extended journey across the country, well, really across the entire continent, it was very spur of the moment. I met Mayrani and her caravan, and I thought, you know what? My mama hates me. I hate the cold. I should just go. And then I did. This time, I feel as though I am actually leaving behind something which I shall miss. And it is a very different sort of feeling. We have taken some time and said goodbyes and prepared the things which we shall need to take, but I am not prepared to go back to Irisin. I am not prepared to say goodbye to Heldren and to all of the people I have lived with for these past 10 years. I am not prepared for this. Although this time, I have actually been given time to prepare. It is a strange feeling. And the last tale the cards had to tell me sits heavily upon me. I still wonder, did I come back to Heldren out of selfish reasons? Or did I come here for the right reasons? And I only hope as we head back into the forest and go towards my former home that none of this comes back to shoot us like Veldin's gun would. I hope that we have made the right choice.
You did that already.
That's true.
I can only line it up so many times.
All right, cut it out. Cut it out.
Cut the mic.
Yay.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Oh, my
goodness. So happy.
Yeah.
I have missed Marge.
Two missed you guys.
Months. Yeah. Thanks, coronavirus.
Yep.
No.
But we are back healthy and
happy.
Continuing
so happy.
Onward.
Depressed because pandemic. But we're
otherwise.
All here.
Yeah.
Happy to be here for you guys.
It's going to be
the listeners.
Yeah.
So we are back in Heldren. You guys have done your amount of shopping. You've gotten stuff shipped over to you, thanks to Lady Argenti. You guys have had a couple days to just kind of get yourselves situated and ready to leave. Heading back through the forest to the Winter Portal, where you guys had encountered the Dark Knight, Black Midnight. And
you mean the Black Rider Dark Midnight?
The Black Rider Dark Midnight.
Oh, man, I thought we got to meet Batman.
That's what I was going to say. That's...
Swear to Baba Yaga!
well done.
And he cast somewhat of a curse on you guys, which you were able to figure out. That is basically compelling you to go and save Baba Yaga. Along with that, you get some cool little power-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Which are going to be super helpful moving forward. And you guys return to Heldren after deciding that you should stock up and get ready and possibly say goodbye to
everybody.
To everybody for possibly forever.
Oof. That was harder for some of us.
I mean, Marge and Norma are pretty fine with it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're kind of, you know, once we made the decision to go, we were traveling all over the place anyway for retirement. So I guess we'll just travel in a dangerous place for our retirement.
We're going to miss you people that we met for an hour that sent us on this horrible, life-threatening crusade.
But most of all, Margie did get her letter written with Norm's help to the kiddos so it can get sent over there so they know what's going on.
Oh, you haven't sent that off yet?
Well, I was sending it off. I had to write it, make sure I give them all the information on Baba Yaga and Delvana and make sure they know what's...
Well, yeah, because we don't want to take that note with us.
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I sent it off.
Oh, okay, good. You already sent it off. Good.
Yeah.
Fun fact about which is number whatever number we have reached. White witches, they can actually disappear into the snow. You know, like how a stone elemental can go whoosh into rock and it's like in the rock. Winter witches, white witches in Eerson, they do that with snow and ice.
Oh, and there's snow everywhere, yeah.
And then they travel like whoosh really quickly through the snow and ice. It is terrifying and terrible. So
I don't think that fact is as fun as you think it is.
No, that's very scary.
You guys talk about as you're walking out of town.
Yeah.
Aww. So yeah, that's and where we are.
We're walking out of town. We're leaving town.
Yeah, you're just leaving. That's it. Okay, cool.
Well, oh, we were asking.
It's a question. I mean, like we don't feel any need for any pomp and circumstance, but if Vasilisa does,
people have gathered. You said right?
Yeah, everyone's kind of out watching you guys kind of start to trail.
Oh
trail
well, that
out.
Makes me uncomfortable. Like I'm nobody special.
Oh, you are quite special, I promise.
I mean, that's sweet. I guess everyone's special, but they probably don't do this big gathering for everybody.
No, but if you feel better, you could pretend it's for me. I like to think I'm important.
I think that's probably what it is. They like you a lot here, I've noticed.
I mean, I hope so.
She is like, you know, part of the town.
Yes. Did no one gather to say goodbye when you left your warren?
Well, it's all of our own family, so yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I mean...
Yes.
They're always there anyway.
That's true.
Right, so everyone here is like the family I chose to be a part of here in Heldren.
That's kind of sweet.
Hi, Lucy!
Bye, Vasilisa.
It's like, you remember the voice?
No! No, I don't!
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of people out, and you guys are starting to trek your way out, and you see everyone just kind of like looking at you like they're doing something great with their lives.
Nope, just a podcast.
Nope. On your way out, this little gnome comes running up. Vasilisa, you know this man, of course. He is the local carpenter, quite a very well-established woodworker named Tengizel Frimbrocket. A happy little gnome.
That's quite the name.
Yes, it is. And he comes running up and he goes, "Hey, Teppin came and talked to me, and she said you guys would be going back into the snow, and there was just... all of us kind of pulled together, and I got some help from some of the other members of the town, and we managed to make you guys all some snowshoes."
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, that's very helpful.
So you snap these onto your feetsies, and then you can walk on snow like you weigh lighter, but you don't. It has something to do with this thing called Fizzivix.
Diesel, you do not have to make up words like Fizzivix. We believe you when you say, and I am very grateful. Sure some sort of silly gnome saying, but I love you and I shall miss you.
It's probably just magic.
I miss you too.
Yeah, I mean, it is like magic only without the magic part, so...
And the bright blue pompadour gnome gives you each a set of snowshoes. And says, we're all rooting for you. Thanks for trying to save everything.
Oh.
Thanks.
Well, gosh, you are the cutest, sweetest little thing.
He is, isn't he?
You know what? Here's 2 gold for you.
I mean, we...
It was a gift, Norm.
Oh, but he delivered him himself.
Yes, but you cheapen a little bit. Oh, Phil. And Vasilisa kneels down and just gives him a hug.
Thanks, Vasilisa. We're going to miss
DSC
you.
DSC is happening whether you are ready or not. I shall miss you. And Vasilisa just kind of starts crying because, like, this is the only person she's letting herself hug this morning. And she's just, like, in it.
This is kind of weird. We've never touched before. It seems rather personal.
Vasilisa wipes her eyes with his blue hair and then stands up.
That's fine.
Thank you.
It's okay.
I am sorry.
It's
an emotional morning.
You've been going through a lot.
Yeah, well.
That's okay. You guys go be safe, save the world. We're all rooting for you.
Thanks, little friend.
No pressure.
Well, hopefully we can come back and let you know how it went.
Yeah, hopefully. We all really hope you guys
live a long time, right? You'll be he'll be here even if everyone else is dead.
Just be careful. Careful in Urushin.
Yes. Yes. We'll be fine.
Just the look she gave me, sorry. I had to laugh.
I want to know what happens like if we come back later and like, oh, you got witch tears in your hair, didn't you? That's never going to happen. That's what happened. Oh, my God.
You come back and he's what happened.
Yeah, right?
He's
like just, couple spots.
He's got a streak of white in his hair. Oh, shit. The witch tears.
What about Ghost?
She has little snowshoes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Aww.
Just picking up her feet like a dog wearing boobies. trying to practice walking and then doesn't know how to handle it.
Beautiful.
Like, we trained her for 3 days with no armor, no snowshoes, and then all of a sudden...
She's got armor and snowshoes.
Here you go. Ready? Now to
charge!
You made her stronger during that training, though, so she's ready.
So you guys have your shoes, and you head out from town.
Yeah.
Unless there's anybody else you guys want to stop and talk to on the way.
Farmer Dansby?
Yeah, I was going to say Farmer...
Oh. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. I think it's
too soon.
A little too soon, honey.
So the snowshoes are going to allow you guys to ignore part of the penalty for difficult terrain. Instead of movement costing you 2 squares to move through a space, it'll cost you 1.5.
Okay. That's a little better.
It's slightly better.
To the max.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think as we're leaving, I picture Joseph standing there holding azalea. So he's got this big hair in his arms, the bunny rabbit. And I wave. And there's probably,
he picks up the bunny paw and waves.
A single tear running down his cheek.
Oh.
But he's a man, so he makes an invisible tear.
I awkwardly wipe my face with my headscarf, just sniveling everywhere.
Yeah.
Wave at Ionia Tappan and Tessaria Willowbark and all these people. You said Argentee's there too?
Argentee's there, yeah.
I wave at her too.
She gives you a bow.
Whoa, praise from Caesar.
Whoa. Is there anything else we need to do before we maybe never come back to Deldor?
Well, you can come back. They seem they like you here. I don't know why you wouldn't come back.
I think maybe we're going to die. I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh.
It's fine. We're definitely going to be fine.
I feel like you never know something like that. Like, I mean, you could die getting out of the shower in the morning or going on a quest to kill an evil witch. Like, you never know.
I am.
Well, and we make such a good team, you know. So far, we've done really good with everything we've come across.
This is true. I do feel more powerful than ever before. Maybe I would even impress Moya Mama, except no, it is all fire, not ice. Never mind.
Oh, goodness.
I hope you never have to meet her. She is me.
Oh. I'm sorry. It's so sad. I can see why you're crying.
And on that note, you guys, you leave town. Possibly for the last time ever.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
I mean, I could try to make it a cheerful farewell, but I don't think that would be accurate for the character.
You're probably right, yeah.
Yeah.
So the plan is, I imagine you want to stop back at the lodge again to just head straight there and then kind of regroup. Because I don't think we can go straight to the portal. Yeah. That's a long trip.
That's a good stopping point,
well,
I think.
Well, we're moving a little faster now that we have, the snowshoes. So maybe we might be able to make it all the way in one day.
Power our way through to the lodge.
And just warm up for at least an hour or so and warm up.
And then maybe go forward. Yes.
I have just reworked all of the travel times that it'll take you guys in your snowy shoes. So if you guys are aiming to get to the lodge this time around, you guys can do it in 7 hours and 55 minutes.
Damn,
so
it's a long
time. 2 days still.
Yeah, we're going to stop at the lodge.
We're going to definitely sleep at the lodge.
That's barring, we might get into a fight and get kidnapped and get,
Fact. Hush. Oh. Who knows what happens?
No.
Hush.
No
what
fights.
Happens in the Borderwood?
We don't know.
This is true.
Okay, let us go. Goodbye, Heldren.
Goodbye, Heldren. It was very nice to see you for a little bit.
Bye.
Is anyone else other than the gnome saying goodbye to us?
I mean, everyone in the town.
They're all there.
Basically, the
whole town.
Yeah, no,
there.
I mean, does anyone have anything specific to say?
No.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Bye, everyone. You're all so sweet.
I'm just giving you an opportunity if you had anything.
Snowshoes.
You're welcome.
You know, you've only moved like five people. Like, snowshoes.
You're like, right. You still haven't left
it's
town yet. You're
awkward moment where everyone says goodbye. Vasilisa's obviously crying. Joseph is crying. But
nobody's really
we're
moving.
Just walking out of town. You know, it's not like we're hopping in a car and right, zipping we're away. We're just like,
we're still within earshot.
Okay.
Bye.
You will still see us for the next mile almost.
If you want to, or if you just go inside, that's fine too.
I guess you could even walk with us if you wanted to. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah. It's not climactic at all.
We walk.
You guys, so we start.
Yeah.
First 5 miles to get to the caravan crash site.
Does it look like the winter weather has expanded at all?
I mean, a little bit, yeah.
So we could, you know, hypothesize it's definitely spreading, just not super quickly.
Yes.
Okay.
The snow line has moved past where the caravan was attacked, like very noticeably. And maybe that gives you guys a sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. Maybe it just makes you, at the very least, more aware of your situation.
For sure.
Vasilisa's picturing right now it's just this forest where it's mostly not super impactful on the local economy, but it's going to start hitting farmers' fields.
Yeah.
It's going to disrupt the harvest. Yeah. This is going to be really bad we don't
the
shut
economic
it down.
Impacts of this are
seriously
incredible.
We're playing Pathfinder to try and like
not think about economics.
Escape from
reality.
Well, there's parallels.
Well, the economy and these bad
so
things.
So you're saying there's parallels in art and life. Is that what you're saying?
It's not like the winter is spreading person to person.
It's a commutable disease.
It's very active we could do to
communicable.
Prevent it. God fucking damn it. So it is a little over 2.5 hours to get from Heldrin
to the snow.
The snow.
Okay.
And once you guys hit the snow, it's back to the trudging. You guys stop. You put on all your snowy shoes.
Winter gear.
Yep.
Jacket. You got your white snow coat.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It's with the little with the face on it.
Oh,
yeah. I like it.
Cloak of the Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Valdine dons a vest. He's wearing a vest now that he's...
Well, that
it's
looks
a little
warm.
Different. Yeah, it's been enchanted so that I don't have to worry about cold anymore.
Well, that's smart.
Very,
I wish I had known about
nice.
That.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'll bet it was a little bit pricey, am I right?
I did use all my funds on this, so...
Well, I think it was well worth it, though.
Oh, yes, going to Ederson? Choice this year.
It's
going to
be cold for a while, so I figured why not. Plus, as you keep saying, we might die. So I figure, what am I going to do with money if I'm dead?
Yes, if you're going to die, do it fashionably.
Oh, and if he dies, warm. You can always have the vest.
Oh, true. We could always loot his corpse. And Vasilisa gives a face to Valdine like, holy shit, can you believe what just went down? Yeah,
what? She's a very practical woman.
I mean, if I am dead, that my stuff does me no good at that point. But, I mean...
We don't want you to die.
No, me neither. I prefer very much being alive.
If we don't take it, someone else is going to take it. Like, if we don't take the loot off of him to help ourselves, then someone else could take
it. But let's not talk about anyone dying yet. You know, we're still
over
here in Heldrin.
Okay, let's us take some deep breaths. Let us think nothing but good into the universe.
Oh, I'm sorry for bringing it up.
I'd like to just do a perception check. see how things are going around us, please.
You want to roll a d20.
Okay, go for it.
I want to roll some dice. Just feel the need to roll some dice.
Everybody roll perception.
24 in perception.
You guys are approaching the area where the log trap was, where you guys found that chest buried in the snow, and that log was set up to basically kill anyone who tried to open it, and then you guys opened it. But you disabled it and everything was fine. You guys are approaching kind of that area and you got a 24?
Yeah.
What did Norm get?
10.
Okay. Anybody else want to roll?
Sure.
Oh, yes. I like rolls.
Please do.
Of things.
Marge got a 19.
I got a 10.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
10 buddies.
10 buddies and the... That's cool. You guys are...
Whatever.
So here's the thing. You all made like an average check, right?
Super.
I think all of you can notice this. This area where the chest was buried and it had the one tree kind of hanging over it with the log. There's two trees here now.
What? Oh.
Oh, no.
Is one of them...
Stop.
Everybody stop.
You all stop.
Everybody stop.
Is one of those coniferous? Is it a conifer?
Yes, you see a conifer.
Fuck. Guys.
It's not moving?
Mm-mm. Should I set it on fire?
Yeah, they don't...
It's like a 8-foot pine tree.
You said these are not native, though, right?
They are invasive species and should all die.
Okay.
I carefully draw a card. I look at it. It is the uprising.
Ooh.
There's a lot of fire in that card.
There is a lot. It's literally a bunch of peasants with torches and fire in the background. And one of the peasants has a pitchfork with a crown on it.
So it's current events again.
The uprising literally represents being caught in the clutches of something much more powerful than you.
Oh, boy.
It's an overwhelming strength that often crushes what comes in contact with it. And the crown held high by this pitchfork signifies an overthrowing of a leader of some sort.
I look at it
and I'm like, yeah, we are going to overthrow the fuck out of Ylvana. Yeah.
Oh.
And then I chuck this card at the coniferous tree.
Okay.
With touch of combustion cast on it.
Okay. Please do the thing against this tree.
I'm a roll to hit it.
This totally regular tree.
My roll to hit it is a 25.
It doesn't matter. You hit it.
All right.
I was like, versus touch, it doesn't matter. You smack this tree with your card.
All right. Now this, I am literally using one of my prepared spells because fuck trees.
Oh my God.
So this is touch of combustion. Do you want me to roll my card damage or just deal with the touch of combustion?
Go ahead and roll card damage.
Okay.
Like, roll your
4 plus one. You get to roll one. That is 4.
See, that's 4.
Maximum damage.
4 damage.
Card damage.
Nice.
I'm like, and a little shower of needles goes tinkle, tinkle, tinkle onto the snow. And then I need a reflex save from the tree.
From this totally regular tree, huh? It has a reflex of +0 because it is a tree. But also, it's not a tree and it rolled a 19.
Oh!
Fuck! So it passes its reflex save, which sucks. But, it gets 1d6 points of fire damage anyway.
Double it.
Fuck yeah! That is 3 points of fire damage. So actually 6 points of fire damage.
Okay.
It doesn't catch fire because it saved its reflex save. But now we know that no normal tree reflexes.
And really it bad, normally. Starts flailing like a wacky inflatable tube man. Roll for initiative.
Oh, 22 for Marge.
My God.
23
I rolled
for
a nat
20.
No, it's a good thing I already did something because I might not have a chance.
23 for Ghost. I rolled a 19
10.
And a 20.
I got a 10. God, you guys are on top of shit. Vasilisa's just too busy like, yeah, fuck trees. She's not on.
You got a surprise round. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You basically start the combat and then round one of combat is Valdine. Go.
How far away is the tree? I would just need to know from
close enough that Vasilisa can hit it with a card.
Oh, then I'll shoot the tree.
That's 20 feet or less.
Oh, we're shooting trees. Okay.
It's flailing.
I see the flailing
tree.
The tree
is actively flailing with tree arms.
What the fuck is that? 17 against touch.
You get it.
Cool. 3 damage. I rolled minimum damage.
Wow.
It's like the lowest damage I've rolled ever.
Sucks to suck, bro.
I know, it's pretty bad.
You just shoot a little bird's nest out of one of the branches.
I mean, you deal a big chunk, and this tree is like, it's looking crispy. It's looking like it has sap everywhere. It's not a happy looking tree anymore. Okay, Marge.
Marge is going to hold.
What? Norm.
Well, I mean, she's like, stupid tree. Okay, well, Vasilisa and... Why should all of us be jumping in?
Yeah.
And she's tired of fighting nature at the moment.
That's fine.
That's fair.
She's tired
Marge
of fighting
is just
animals
like,
and
I
trees.
Keep
if it's a
really
big bad guy, I'll go fight him. Sure,
yeah.
No problem.
Marge doesn't want to hurt animals or plants, but if it's a person, she'll fucking kill him.
Yeah.
Bury her sword in spinal column.
That's it. The signature Marge move.
And the tree didn't even attack us first. We could have probably just walked right by.
It's an invasive species,
Well, you
Marge.
Go ahead and kill it then.
Norm.
Oh, okay. I'm going to, as a move, run over there while I'm drawing my rapier.
Okay, cool.
And I'm going to take a poke. 25 to hit.
That hits.
I figured. 4 damage.
Hey!
How does a little tiny rat folk with a rapier kill a tree?
Like dead center, low in the trunk, like 2 feet above the trunk. He's trying to go straight into.
I imagine
like,
there's just
through with the rapier.
A knot in the wood.
Yeah, right? Like a little button.
Right into it and it turns
hit it
out.
Hit it right on the button.
That's the poor tree.
Starts leaking
spot.
Sap and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So he just runs straight up and just like directly forward.
And it falls to the ground.
Oh,
disturbs all the snow.
Oh, gosh. Well, that was one of those things that was planting all the seeds and trying to take over the...
I know, but I don't know. I feel like we should be saving our energy for the real bad guys.
I don't know. These things were pretty scary last time.
Now, Vasilisa said they're an invasive species.
Yes.
Well, then I'm glad you took care of it.
All right.
We should keep going.
You know, I didn't say anything, and I should have, but before, as we were walking, I was imagining Norm. He's got that tail blade now, and I imagine him, like, just...
He does have a tail blade.
...practicing with it and, like, and making sure... Like, as you're walking, holding his tail and, like, tightening it and making sure it fits, and occasionally, I imagined him, like, jumping and, like, chopping down just thin tree branches on the way there, like, just as practice. I didn't say anything, but I really should have, because then we come across...
An actual
a tree we have
tree
to kill.
To
like,
fight.
Oh, that would
have
been perfect. That's my bee, though.
That's glorious.
It smells the sap on you. Like,
yeah, right? My
tea's one of them.
No. Carnivorous.
Carnivorous.
Oh, it's a coronavirus tree.
Carnivorous.
Oh, God.
Conifer.
Yes, I know.
Evergreen. And you guys continue onward past the treasure chest, and I need you guys all to roll me a cult check.
It is still not safe out here.
Sorry. Vasilisa and Marge, roll me a cult check.
That's right.
Well, I think I killed this cult check. I got a 17 plus 13, so that's 30.
Really good.
I rolled a 15, and then I have 13 to add to that as well. So we're good.
Nice.
We shrug off the cold like it ain't
we
no thing.
We didn't even notice it was cold yet.
You start unbuttoning and like taking layers off. And you're like,
I'm
this is even
a little warm. Yeah, it's fine actually.
I feel great.
You guys continue onward for another 45 minutes.
Aveline probably just every so often would like to do a perception check. So
okay, cool.
I think Marge is gonna do what. Some survival checks as we go, kind of like
looking for tracks.
Just looking for tracks, looking for because you know we ran across that white, not elk but stag before, and just kind of seeing if there's anything. Mm. Yeah. So, I came rolling good tonight, today.
This morning, noon.
Afternoon, tea.
After morning.
23 survival for my first one.
Nice. Marge, you see some tracks actually.
I do. What kind?
Yeah, they're. Animal tracks.
Are they like three-toed or four-toed?
Do they have a
toe in the back?
Are they hooves? Are they paws?
They're paws.
Are
they
birds?
They are however many toes cats have.
Oh, Valdine.
And they're large.
What?
Come look over here. Look what I found.
Oh, a large cat?
Dermo.
Is this the lion?
Found some tracks there, see?
Mm. Yeah.
Just gotta keep a weather eye out and watch.
Mm-hmm. Should we start moving more slowly and being more careful?
I don't think so.
No, keep moving at a good pace. Let's head on.
But we'll
watch.
Yeah, Valdine and I'll keep an eye out and hopefully if we see something.
And I'll be here too.
Oh, yes, please. If you see something.
Yeah, please don't go anywhere. Don't run away, Norm. I need you. I know.
Vasilisa's scaring lions away by banging two sticks together because that's what she just was told worked.
We're still not doing phrasing.
So what section comes after the trapped chest?
Scary trees.
Yes.
Well, Totsilverm, and then scary trees.
Yes, Totsilverm, where the Totsilverm was.
But Totsilverm, is the corpse still there?
The corpse is still there, but it has been partially eaten.
Ew.
Oh, good.
The cycle of life continues.
You see the lion tracks go up to it, and you see that they kind of are around it, and then they walk off.
That's okay, then.
Well,
the lion's not hungry.
That's good. I'm glad he got some food.
So here's an idea. Mm-hmm. Since these tracks, can I roll a survival to see how fresh they are?
Yeah.
I'll do the same thing. Since
technically, we made it a little bit easier on the lion because I remember you punctured the bladder earlier, so it doesn't have to worry about that. Aww. It gets all the good
That's
stuff.
Okay, you can do yours.
A 26.
Within the past day.
Ooh.
Okay. So do you relay that information?
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, I don't think they were here any time like super recently, but you know, they've been here in the past day for sure.
Okay, it's a very not hungry lion.
We should leave it here because, well, the lion knows that there's food here, and if we just leave it alone, maybe it'll just come back here instead of following us.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good idea.
Because I was thinking maybe we should like follow the lion tracks and make sure that we know where the lion is so it doesn't ambush us.
Look,
again.
Look,
I think we need to go on our way.
We are too busy
to the portal.
If a lion wants to try to eat Valdine again, we will just kill it. It's okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Just keep watch. Keep
I shall bang these sticks together. We shall be so safe.
So walking with snowshoes.
Yep.
Norm is holding his tail and tying his blade on and trying to make sure his tail blade's all extra sharp and good.
It's just quite the picture in my head right now.
He thought it was a neat idea. He's never tried this before.
It's glorious. It's great. Like, oh, Norm, you could try to cut down those weird bird dead effigy things with your tail blade.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Let's leave those alone.
Let's not touch those.
Okay.
You know, honestly, there's germs. If at the very least, if it's not like evil, there's at least germs.
That's a good point.
That's right. Okay. You have
like
talked about those commutative diseases that the birds carry. Oh, goodness. Which is it, Norm and Marge?
I think it's communicable.
I think that's correct.
Communicable.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. The communicable diseases which the birds would give us.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, let's not even go closer. Let's like stay 6 feet away from all the bird corpses.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Still following the old trail?
Yes.
Walking next to the old trail on top of snow?
Yep. Yes. Oh, it seemed like the most direct path, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And we still have the map?
Mm-hmm.
Norm traded it for a cookie.
Oh my gosh, it was, and I thought it was chocolate chip, and it freaking turned out to be raisin. And
so
I like
raisin
I'm
better.
Which means I have the map back, which is good.
I do know somebody who would trade a map for a cookie.
Yeah. I don't know, I feel like Norm is more of a raisin person than a chocolate chip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I see chocolate chip.
Yeah.
I think maybe
Marge
if it was snowsberry.
Marge is
if
raisin.
It was a snowsberry that was dried up, then that is a Norm thing.
Right? Like, to Norm, raisin cookies actually seems kind of new age and foofy. Like, that's that's wild.
I'm with you, Norm.
There's chocolate chip, and then there's, like, just regular cookies, and that's it. Oh, butter cookies, and there's butter cookies.
What about a snowsberry pie? I have 250 berries.
Holy moly.
Good God.
Because we may need good berries.
I might be able to bake a pie.
Just make a good
one
berry
bag
pie.
Full of berries.
Do you think a good berry pie would be a bit excessive, but also just amazing?
Well, like,
we're all hurt. Everybody sit down and have a piece of pie.
I don't know if that would be good, though. Like, they have kind of a medicine-y taste. Like, not...
What if you made miniature pies? A pie as big as a single berry. Feeds you for the entire day. You are so full. But it is just the perfect bite.
Oh, I think I can
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if we have time, though.
If we survive this whole endeavor, we sit down and we start the bakery together.
Well, I feel like we should open up in Irison and then like try and warm everyone's hearts a little bit and try and get people to understand that like summer berries are good.
And as you guys start talking about warming people's hearts, helping people out and the cheer in the world, you guys come to that terrible tree area. All those frozen and dead birds tied up in leather and bits of string hanging as little bird mummies from the tree branches.
Marge rolled a 19 survival, just checking out the ground.
You don't see any tracks on the ground.
Okay. Well, it doesn't look like anyone's been through here recently, so yeah, let's just go through
press
as fast as
through.
Possible.
What are everyone's passive them. Perceptions?
4.
2.
6.
9.
Good man, Valdine.
Valdine sees everything. He gets us all killed. Yeah.
Valdine.
No.
9.
9.
Oh, you guys are walking through, and I think a silence kind of hushes over everyone. Mm-hmm. This is such an unnerving place.
It is.
And you're all thinking of different things.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Norm, you're thinking about what?
Okay, it's honestly like the end of Ghostbusters. I'm trying so hard to not think of anything that I'm like I'm thinking about the trees and the birds, like, yeah. Because I'm thinking about how I'm not thinking
but
about
you're
it.
You're staring at the ground and your eyes are so big.
I'm basically
like,
thinking.
Think
I'm
it,
not
don't
thinking
about it. Don't
I'm
think
not
about
thinking.
It.
I'm not thinking yeah. about the trees. I'm not thinking about the birds.
Marge, you're awesome. Like, oh, I'm gonna find some more cute little animal tracks.
Yeah, Marge is definitely thinking about animals.
Vasilisa.
Vasilisa is contemplating bakeries and good berries and maybe some pie.
Can I open a shop in Kermaga?
And then Valdine is thinking about the lodge. And your mind kind of drifts to the first time you guys came across the lodge and how you rolled up and it had the nice fires inside and you picture the first sign of the lodge you saw was the smoke rising in the distance and you just kind of look up to the sky almost imagining it before you and you see three tiny lights zip off across your vision and into the distance.
What was that?
Oh, what was what?
I thought I saw something.
Oh, no, that's okay.
What?
Let's just keep going.
I do not like this area either, but Vialdin, what did you see?
Well, it was just basically three glowing balls of light that just kind of fluttered off in the distance.
Okay.
All right, well.
I shall keep an eye on
it. I mean,
I don't see any tracks at all for animals or anything.
Yeah,
so
I don't see
okay.
anything else
Let's
either.
Let's just keep
so.
Going.
All right.
Did Valdine drink before? I know he drank last night. Did he drink before we left? Okay.
Just coffee.
We don't know what he bought at the Silver Stoat.
So we continue walking through
yeah,
this.
Yeah, just keep, I guess we keep walking.
Do we make it out?
Yeah.
Let her hanging in the evil tree.
So scared of that area so many times.
It's pretty unnerving.
So it's creepy.
It's super creepy.
It's like you know there's something there and you just don't want to. Don't notice me.
Oh shit, maybe something is following us.
Okay,
now.
So thank goodness we're out of that forest.
You guys are coming across where the stag was.
Yeah, before the river.
Oh, yeah, the fox.
Oh, then I want to do a survival check to see if there's stag prints to see if he's been around lately.
Okay.
An 18.
18. You do not see any fresh sort of tracks.
Well, it doesn't look like anyone's been through here at all in a while, so I guess we just keep going.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, let's keep going.
And the next area is, of course, the Icy River. I need your second cold check. DC 16.
I failed my survival check, so...
Well, I rolled a 14, and my survival is 7.
Okay, so you can actually help Vasilisa.
Yay!
You get a +2.
What does this look like? Because before we were just like, yeah, you help them, and that's fine. +2. Woohoo! Actively, what does Marge do to help Vasilisa?
Well, I imagine that it's like we just get a feeling that, oh, we just like a wind just flew through us and we just kind of feel a little cold. And so Marge just, you know, kind of like cuddles up next to her almost and like not really wraps her arm around one of Vasilisa's legs, but almost like just kind of enough to where there's the body heat transfer. And she's like, oh, it's getting colder again. Are you okay? And then we roll, and I'm like, I've got a little bit of heat here for you. I just open my blanket and kind of wrap it around your leg.
I imagine it's a lot of blocking each other from the wind and adjusting
Vasilisa
cold weather
cloaks. Vasilisa picks up Marge and holds her in front of her face as a shield.
Originally, when I imagined this mechanic, I always thought of it as like finding spots on the person's clothes that have gaps in it, or like spotting things. Like, it's a knowledge. It. It's kind of a knowledge.
Let me sew that up for you real quick.
Yeah, like, oh, you missed this button or this snap or something, like, just to help them.
Your pant legs come untucked from your boot.
You're always welcome to give me a hug and bury your face in my fur. It still stays pretty warm under there.
Vasilisa gives you a hug. Vasilisa gives you a hug, pretends like it's just because she's cold, but really it's because she's still so sad about leaving Heldren.
Did she just take your donkey with?
Yes, we have Marigold.
Okay.
Yeah. She's been uncharacteristically quiet.
Yeah.
She is also sad.
She is a good donkey.
It's like when your dog can tell you're having a bad day, and it's just like,
hey, do you need cuddles?
They just rest your head upset.
On your lap.
I'm just going to be here.
It's the best.
It is the best. I love cuddling with Toby. He's like a big teddy bear.
Oh,
because he's good. So furry.
And I like Luna because no one else does.
Aww, that's not true.
So you like Luna. The underdog?
I remember that one time somebody asked, like, who's your favorite dog, Luna or Toby? And unanimously it was Luna. And then one person said Toby.
That was me. Toby is okay. My dog.
Now I don't know whether to feel bad for Toby or for Luna. Shit.
Conflicting data.
Well, see, I live here with Amanda and Jackson, and they both just love Toby. So
you have to love Luna.
In our little sphere of 24 hours a day, like...
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I just Luna's love cool. Nova, even though
but
he
Toby
can be a
was
real
Jackson's
grumpy old man
Christmas
asshole.
Present, so.
Oh, okay.
That makes total sense.
That makes
it's
sense.
A boy and his dog.
Yeah.
For real.
And I love big, fluffy dogs. And that's why I love Toby.
Every time Jackson tries to tattle on Toby, like, Toby's doing this. I'm like, yep, that's your dog. Get on it.
Yep.
Get out of control.
That's what I tell Nikki. I was like, do you see what your dog is doing?
Okay. We're at the river.
Yeah, you guys get to the river. The river where there was the sign and the snowman. And you guys had to cross the icy patches.
I'd like to examine the water or the surface of the ice and see what I can see.
Survival check?
Perception.
Perception. Okay. I will try to help.
19 for Marge?
13.
16.
23.
Valdine, you are looking at the ice and you can see kind of those weak spots in it once again.
I will take a hold of the rope, Marge. Hold the other end for me.
Oh, you got it. I'll put it around the street.
I'll go ahead and cross and kind of like walk the path that I want to avoid them.
Okay.
So that they can follow.
Perfect.
And tie the rope on the other end.
You do that and everyone follows across very well.
One at a time.
And I will undo the rope at the very end and scamper across. And so we still have our rope. Mm-hmm.
You guys cross, and you pass that tree where you found old man Dansby. You see his little makeshift grave and headstone.
Okay.
Okay, let's get to the lodge so we can at least...
Okay, that's a good idea.
So you guys have...
Oh, that's so exciting.
Now, I only have common on my sheet.
And from there, it's another normally... hey, Norm.
Oh, hey.
A couple hours to the lodge, but you guys are making pretty good time. I need
we gotta roll
one final check.
These shoes are useful. I want to aid Marge.
Okay.
Oh, I did get a 15, so I can aid Vasilisa.
I got a 17 on my survival.
Well,
so
we're all
aiding
all over
the place. We're
doing
real good.
They're over there, Marge and Vasilisa, and they're helping each other stay cozy. And Norm's like, I want to help my wife. And he goes up, and it's already been done. He's like, oh.
I untie her shoes and then retie them. Here you go, hon.
I got a 19. What was the DC on this one?
19. We'll call it fine.
Okay. I scraped past.
Cool.
Vasilisa's uncomfortable, but that's usual.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, Nito, Burrito, you guys approach the cabin.
Awesome.
After 8 hours of walking.
Oh.
I'm so tired.
So when you guys left Heldren, what time did you leave? Knowing where the lodge is and how long it would have taken you.
I'm imagining something like 8 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good.
So you guys get in around 4.
Okay.
Well, we should check out the lodge, make sure it's secure.
Should we actually maybe take these weird skin sacks that used to be bandits and maybe throw them in the outhouse or something?
Are they still
this
there?
Is...
Yeah, you guys haven't cleared them out.
Okay, I was like, well, maybe something
we
else
We just kind
did.
Of shut the door to the quote
infirmary room.
I don't mind. I feel like it should be done now. I mean, like, I feel like we took when we killed the skeletons in the first place. I feel like we're involved now. This is our, like,
of course,
like, yeah, we opened our can of worms. Now we gotta sleep in it.
Yes.
All right. Sleeping with the worms.
Well, so we'll go ahead and move these guys out. Yeah. Maybe we can. Is there a window in the room?
Oh yes,
we just toss them out the window.
Throw them out the window. Good idea.
Instead of walking them through the house.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Put them out the window, but then I'm going to go around outside, grab them, and round them up, and kind of put them. I'm going to put them by the outhouse.
What if we just maybe put some of the firewood on top of them? You know.
Okay, so they're, like, concealed.
Yeah.
No, well, no, because that would smell.
No, that would burn down the lodge if it's right up against the window.
Oh,
so.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, no, I'm going to put him. I'm going to carry him out to the outhouse, or put him next to the outhouse.
Okay, and then we burn down the outhouse.
No.
Okay, but it smells like shit.
That's exactly. So it'd keep all that together, all the smelly stuff together.
Okay, sure.
That's my thinking.
Let's do that.
We just don't go over there.
Good idea. Okay.
Okay. So you guys get in around 4 and you drag all of the bodies that are outside over into the outhouse.
Even
and the
tired.
Ones inside. Yeah.
They are boneless bodies as
so
frozen skeletons have ripped out and attacked you guys from them.
But they're pretty frozen, I'm sure, by this point. So it'd be easy
some
to
really
move the solid
firm,
pieces
fleshy
of people.
Chunks, just
so
I think while the Gundersons are making themselves super helpful doing the gross stuff, Vasilisa's going to get... She's going to ask Valdine to help, but she's going to get a fire started in the kitchen hearth. She's going to make some hot tea. She's going to use some of her fresh produce and make some actual dinner. She's probably just making soup.
Nice. What kind of soup?
She's making summer vegetable soup. It's got zucchini. It's got other squash. It's got tomatoes. It's
gourds.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Or are there carrots in it?
It's got carrots.
I love carrots.
In honor of
it's
Valor.
Got onions. It's got everything.
Nice. Except no meat, though. It
garden.
Sounds vegetarian.
It's a hearty vegetable soup. It
oh, yeah. Like. Yeah. It's just a really hearty vegetable soup.
Nice. I love it. You guys make some soup.
Valdine probably does a quick patrol of the lodge, too. Just upstairs, check everything.
See
make
everything,
sure. Yeah, just double checking.
I need to roll something real quick.
Die.
No, don't do that. Don't roll stuff.
I want you to roll perception.
So nervous every time. For just the people in the house or
no,
just
Valdine.
Okay.
How's a 27 sit with you?
27 sits pretty well. You get upstairs and you see that several of the papers inside of this little makeshift office meeting room planning area have blown around, and some of them have been completely soaked through, and you see a small pile of snow that has built up from that broken window that you had shot out when trying to hit the sprite before. Rix.
Oh, that's right. I shot out the window up here, didn't I? So I find some boards or something from the table or a chair. Can I find something in the room I can kind of close up the window with?
Yeah, so you can flip one of the tables on its end and just push it against the window. If you want to try and, like, patch it, you're going to have to find hammer and nails.
Okay. I'll do the table for now. I'll flip the table.
Okay.
We're downstairs minding our own business, and Valdine's upstairs flipping tables. Like he just lost Monopoly or something.
So Vasilisa cooks. Norm, you drag out the parties. What's Marge?
Oh, Marge is helping Norm.
Thank
yeah.
Oh, thank you. Because they're big.
So
they're humans.
That takes
I
you
mean,
guys
we're
a
both
little
medical
bit.
Professionals.
For Marigold, do you bring her inside again, or is she out hanging out until it's time
Marigold's
to go to bed?
Going back in her indoor bedroom that's got a scattering of hay on the floor
that's
from
right.
when we last used it as a stable for the donkey.
Nice. Very good. Very
but
good.
But we're tired, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so by the time the soup's done, I mean, you probably have, like, a nice slow simmer on it. So you guys got there about 4. You probably started right away. It's probably not ready until at the earliest 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys want to do?
I imagine Marge and Norm, when we come in, we're just exhausted and covered in snow, and we're stomping our feet at the entrance to get the snow off our feet and fur and shaking everything out.
I imagine there's an extra big pot or a cask of some kind in the kitchen, and I'm just slowly, one little kettle or batch at a time, melting snow and getting it hot and pouring it in, and I'm trying to make some sort of hot or at least warm water
bath liquid for us. I want my rat folk friends to be nice and fresh and clean, and I don't want them to have a brisk cold snow bath or something. That's that's for stupid sprites, not for my friends.
Beautiful.
So I'm trying to make a surprise welcome back into the lodge bath for the Gundersons.
Aww. Okay. You do
we
that.
Accept.
You have
well, thank nice. You very much. And we can even take a bath at the same time. Because nice. We're small.
Well, yeah, it's a human-sized bath, so you both fit.
That's a good
Let's
point.
Leave them be and have this beautiful vegetable soup.
Well, thank you for making this. It's pretty good for being a...
I'm not very good at cooking, but I am very good at vegetables.
Is this... This sounds kind of like it might be what Valdine might be used to.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Besides, yeah, I mean, Stone like, soup. Besides eating just, like, military rations, like, if you guys, like, had a chance to cook, I don't know if anyone was particularly good at cooking.
That's fair. He probably, depending on the size of the group he was with, though, there were some people that were talented artisans.
Oh, yeah.
So he's been around really, really good food as well. So he's got a taste for both, you know, rations. And I think he probably ate rations most of the time instead of bad cooking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just absolutely. By choice.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And, you know, he's not going to mean any offense or anything, but Norm's probably going to have some rations along with the vegetarian, meatless, proteinless stew.
Right. Salty.
Because his muscles have been torn.
Yeah,
his carbs are down.
Vegetables are the best things. I'm going to miss you, my greens. So.
You've been singing a lot.
This is a very sing-songy episode.
We need to kill her off so we can have a bard.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So Marge, Norm, you guys bathe. Vasilisa and Valdine, you guys eat some soup. Eventually, Marge and Norm come out, and you guys start having some soup, and you're supplementing it with some of your
a little bit.
Jerky rations and stuff. And eventually, the sun falls. You guys have probably another 6 or 7 hours. Hold on. This is wrong. You guys have shorter time than that to get to the portal.
A little bit less.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I got it. So it's probably going to be another 4 hours to the winter portal, and I'm going to write that down this time.
I don't know if you would know what we should expect, but would you expect that the actual regular citizens of Irsin are going to be like in favor of this whole winter spreading, or are we going to be able to tell people like, hey, this thing's happening, and they might be like, oh, that's bad, we should stop it? Or is everyone going to be on board with this and in favor of this?
This is a very complex question. There are people who are very loyal to the idea of the mother of all witches, who would side with Baba Yaga. There are other people who, I mean, almost everyone alive in Yerusan right now, Korolyeva Ilvana is the only queen they have
for
ever had.
For the last 100 years, right? Yeah.
So they will say, why should she not always be queen? Long live Yerusan, let us spread to the whole world. Ha ha ha. You know, it could be. But then on the other hand, you know, not everyone is in love with Ilvana.
How would we be able to tell the difference if someone is like a Baba Yaga loyalist or if someone is like an Ilvana loyalist? Is there anything like we could look for on spec?
That's
like, on
a really site? Good question.
It's hard to say because Irisin and Baba Yaga are supposed to be the same in power. It's an odd situation. Very political, probably lots of sense motive checks.
I think we should just kind of try and keep to ourselves and don't tell anybody why we're there. Unless we have a reason to really, really trust
them. We could pretend to be like the merchants that come into Irisin to get precious metals and things.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I like role playing.
Yeah, and make believe is something we always do with the kiddos.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, we shall
I like
play role playing,
says Norm, as Vasilisa and Valdine just kind of side eye each other and be like, oh, God.
That kind of role play do they do? I'm glad I did not watch their BS.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'd do things like we'd have, like Kimmy would pretend to, like, rob a store, and
when
then
DJ would come up and be, like, the copper.
Right. Like, and Michelle would be, like, hiding underneath, like, the teller, like, oh, no, don't rob me,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, boy.
That was always fun. But you'll role play.
Yes. You know what I only just now thought about? We all met the Black Rider before he died.
Nice guy.
Yes.
Right? So Baba Yaga has 3 riders, not
he
just the one, right?
Yeah.
There's the white rider, the red rider.
The one from dawn and the one from like midday.
Yeah, they're probably still alive.
Oh, you think we can trust them?
Yes.
Well, we could probably
anybody that works
find them
for Bobby.
Yes, the White and the Red Riders should be our strongest allies, unless they are already dead.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Any idea how to find them?
Not in the fucking foggiest. I mean,
sorry, we're a swears podcast.
We gotta earn that explicit rating.
You know, he had really cool armor. The guy that we met.
Yeah.
The dark rider, he had...
For a minute, he did.
That was magical and somehow part of his boon or his... I mean, how come we don't... Why didn't we get cool armor like that? Shouldn't we have gotten something that identifies us as...
What do you want from me? What you guys learn?
I mean,
I just want to be identified as the awesome guy.
I really want to have the Black Rider, full-on Black Rider... Instead of a magical horse mount, it's just Ghost in black armor, and it's adorable tiny Marge in this heavy black armor, and she rides up all intimidating.
That would
and
be
tiny
amazing. Yeah.
And lifts her helmet's visor and is like, oh, hi.
Oh, are you all ready to die now?
I'm here to call the enemies of the White Witch. So the night kind of goes on as you guys are talking about all these kind of different ideas and theories and what to do. And soon enough, it's late enough, you guys are feeling definitely tired enough mm-hmm. with the kind of long day of only walking that you had. Are you guys going to set a watch tonight?
We should.
We probably should.
It's probably a good idea.
You sure you guys aren't feeling cocky?
No, I'll take last watch so I may prepare my spells again.
No, I'll take first watch then.
Okay, and me and Normie will take turns.
We'll sleep
in the
a little
middle.
Here, we'll sleep a little there.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is real tough, guys, being a prepared spellcaster. Like, what the heck do I think I'm going to need to cast?
Yeah.
Ugh. Do I need to grow a beanstalk tomorrow? I don't know.
Well, we are going to climb a tower.
That's where I'm wondering, actually. Like, legitimately.
But are we
going
to get to a tower tomorrow?
Are we going to get to
the tower? We don't
even
know where we're turning up at.
I have Molten Orb, Valdine. Flaming yeah. Sphere, Climbing Beanstalk.
I need you to give me a perception check for your watch, please.
Oh, crack die. 19.
You guys are all tucked in and sleeping. Valdine, you're... up doing your watch. What does it look like when you do your watch?
Well, I probably do walk up the stairs mm-hmm. and go do a quick peek through all the windows, just kind of look out, see if anything stands out mm-hmm. looking out into the snow.
Okay,
perfect. And then I walk back down okay. to the front, look awesome. Out the front.
Excellent. Yep. So you're doing this kind of like little rotation and you head upstairs and you're just kind of looking around the room and everything's quiet. You can hear the wind from outside and you notice that the table has been pushed aside a little bit and you pause for a second as you see that and then a ball of light just appears right in front of you as you get blasted by a spray of colorful sand and glitter.
No.
You take a face full of magic color spray.
Oh, no.
And next time, we will have to see what happens to the only man who stays awake in the...
What's this place called?
The High Sentinel Lodge! Find out next time if Valdine will fall to his death down the stairs! It's a Vigino podcast!
Crap, I can't wait 2 weeks to find out what happened!
Oh.
Come on! No! I gotta know now.
Poor Valdine.
Oh, color spray.
Color spray is
oh,
such
color
a
spray
strong low-level
so bad.
This is what he gets for looking at those three dots in the forest.
That's true.
I do,
how dare
I'm
you
not a
noticed.
UFO conspiracy theorist. Seriously. I don't know. I didn't see any dots.
In fact, I'm so not a UFO conspiracy theorist, I don't even think we went to the moon. That's how much not a UFO conspiracy theorist I am.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Thank you for listening. As always, our bumper tracks are by MDK Music, and all other audio effects are by our very own Zach Kreitler.
we have some exciting news. Our Patreon is now live. We have a variety of tiers set up with a smattering of bonus content. Early release of episodes is available at the lowest level, which also includes a voting poll for episode names. If you give us a bit more and gain access to interviews where I sit down with podcast favorites like Vasilisa, Norm, and maybe even fan favorite Marigold, the good girl donkey. Higher tiers include personalized monthly horror readings and even the ability to be named every episode as one of our executive producers. For the first month of launch, we want to thank those of you that pledge your support early on. If you become a backer at any point between now and June 31st, we are going to send you a postcard of our character art signed by all members of the cast. Now, if you're interested, and we hope you are, head over to patreon.com/dimensiondoor. Thanks for listening.